Hi everybody, this is Alana Carvalho. I am by myself today because unfortunately Lauren is under the weather, so we send some well wishes to her and hopefully she'll be back with us next time we are able to do this podcast. So today we actually have gotten a lot of questions that are really wonderful, and I just want to let everyone know that we really welcome any questions that you have. So please feel free to email us and let us know what questions you would like us to answer. You can use my email, which is Alana, A-L-A-N-A, at acarvalotherapy.com. And just a reminder that this is the Codependent Perfectionist podcast. And today I figured that we would talk a little bit about communication. And communication is a really big topic with codependents. Unfortunately, codependents tend to be poor communicators. And there's a couple reasons for that, or a couple of big ones that fall into this category. The first one that we're going to talk about is difficulty saying no. And the second one is that codependents will often say what they don't mean. The third one is that codependents will often not say what they do mean. And then the final one that we will look at today is codependents advice giving. And that's an interesting one that I'm excited for us to talk about. And we will do that at the end. So let's start with the difficulty saying no. This is a big one. Because, you know, for someone to say no really means that they have a good idea of putting up boundaries with other people, right? So saying no is a way of putting up a boundary. And codependents don't like to put boundaries up with people. It's very uncomfortable. And oftentimes there's just a lot of fear, right? Fear, what is going to happen? Is the person going to be upset with me? Is the person going to be angry with me? Are they even going to respect my boundary? So as you can see, even in just those thought patterns, right, we tend to be preoccupied with how the other person may respond to our boundary. And a boundary is really meant to preserve ourselves, our own feelings, our own sense of identity, our feelings of safety, various reasons that we may need to put a boundary in place. But it is very important that people hear us say no to them, and not doing it to, you know, be mean or harsh, or not thinking about what it is that they may want from us and just saying no, but that we're saying no when we mean it, when it's something that feels like it's too much, when we're overextending ourselves, when it just doesn't feel good for us for whatever reason, right? So an example may be that, you know, a friend calls you up and says, hey, you know, I'm having a bad day. Would you be able to come over later? And maybe it happens that you're also having a bad day, or you happen to have a very busy day that day, and you simply just don't feel like you'll have the energy to devote to going to your friend's house later. But oftentimes with codependents, it's the first thing will just kind of pop out of, yeah, of course, right? Because we want the other person to feel good, and we want them to know we care about them and we're there for them and all of these things. And oftentimes we'll worry that if we put a boundary in place, like saying, I can't tonight, but, you know, tomorrow night, I don't really have anything going on. Maybe we could try for it then. We fear what that, you know, may bring into the relationship. And so what happens is we may go along and just do what the other person asks of us without even considering our own needs or feelings or whatever. Unfortunately, what happens in that type of situation is that we will have, there's some sort of like resentment that builds underneath this. And it's interesting because nothing that I spoke about is actually malicious in nature, but we don't realize that those little moments when we let go of ourselves and we do something that, and remember, I'm talking about doing things that are at the expense of ourselves, right? So not just saying, you know, if we can do something and it feels good, that's completely different. But when we overextend ourselves and say yes when we really mean no, that's when it causes issues in a relationship. And what I tend to see happen is that we unconsciously in those situations will put in like an unwritten expectation that the person will do the same thing for us, right? So the next time I'm sick and I want someone to come over, I'm gonna expect that the person I did it for will do it for me, right? And I might not even be aware that that's going on, but on some level, I have that feeling because when they don't do it, I'm disappointed and maybe I feel hurt. And I need to be mindful about that, right? Because as codependents, we can do a lot of things like that without even realizing that we're building up expectations for other people to treat us the same way. And we really, really need to be careful about our expectations of other people. Doing something out of the goodness of our heart is very different from doing something with strings attached to it. And really, only we know the difference to that. And we really have to kind of check in with ourselves and see, what's the real motivation here? What is this about? Am I doing this out of fear? Am I doing this because I feel obligated? Why am I doing this, right? So those are some good questions that you might want to ask yourself when you find yourself wanting to say no, but really saying yes. So now let's move on to difficulty saying what we mean. So a lot of times codependents will, and we'll kind of lump in the say what you don't mean and don't say what you do mean together in this space because they're both pretty similar. What I find is that often as codependents, we expect other people to read our minds. Like, they should know that this is what I want. When in reality, people don't know. They don't know what we want or what we need. And ultimately, it really is our responsibility to get our needs met. So we have to work on being very clear with other people. And what I tend to see is actually kind of funny because what will happen is a client will come to me and say, "Oh my God, I can't believe this person didn't do this for me," right? And I'll say, "Okay, well, tell me about what you said to them." And they'll say, "Well, I told them that this is what I want." And then as we actually process it, we find out that they didn't even come near to saying what they wanted. They think they did, but they didn't. And that is, it's just such a common codependent characteristic. And it's something to be very mindful about. It's difficult because, you know, we're all living in our own heads, right? And so we think that the other person kind of gets what we're saying or knows what we're trying to say or whatever it may be in any given situation. And they don't. And so we really need to speak to people as if they have no understanding about how we feel, what we're thinking, what we need, what we want. And we need to be so clear. So my challenge for those of you listening to this, if you're working on this, is to really be mindful about the words that you use with other people. Did you really get your point across? Not you think you did, but did you? And the way that you can kind of check on that is by asking the other person, "Hey, what did you hear me say?" And you have to be willing to be open to the feedback to that. Because now the person is going to say potentially their interpreted version to some extent, but that's okay. It's important that you hear what they heard. And then use that not as an opportunity to get frustrated and mad at them that they didn't get what you were saying, but as an opportunity for you to really get more clear. So my suggestion when working on this is to really practice it with people that you feel safe with. So, you know, if it's a partner or if it's a friend or maybe even your therapist, whoever it is, that you can say, what did you hear me say right there? And then the other person, and then allow the person to reflect it back to you and hear what they heard. It's pretty amazing what happens between what we are trying to say and what actually comes out. And to me, this is almost like a skill that takes a long time to really work at. And the more comfortable you get with letting other people feel, which is part of working on your codependency, right? The more clear you'll be able to get. Because part of this saying what you don't mean and not saying what you do mean thing is trying to kind of manipulate, and I know that's a strong word, but stay with me, manipulate the other person so that they do or don't feel a particular way about what you're saying. And that you have to be really, really careful about because, you know, an underlying issue with codependency is trying to control other people's feelings and reactions. And the work here really is letting go of trying to control, letting other people feel, letting other people react, and that being okay, that we don't need them to respond a certain way. And it's really, I mean, I'll tell you firsthand, like it's really freeing to be able to say things to people. And again, it's not, it's more that we're just learning how to be real and honest with other people. So the final one is my favorite. I'll just tell you, and it sounds a little crazy, but the advice giving communication issue with codependents is tremendous. And it's funny, as therapists, we actually tend to have this issue, especially newer therapists. And it's something that I help newer therapists work on all the time because, you know, an everyday conversation, and this is a great opportunity for you to go and just kind of pay attention to the conversations that you have with other people. But what happens commonly in conversations is that people will tell you something and you will tell them what they can do about it. And that seems pretty innocuous in and of itself, but what actually happens there is problematic because what's happening is that someone's sharing with you something that they might be struggling with, right? So for example, let's say a friend calls you up, they're thinking about breaking up with a boyfriend, or your child calls you and says, you know, I'm not really sure what to do about school or whatever. We can come up with so many examples, parent, child, and friend to friend. We could go on for a long time. But look at the way that you would respond to that. Right? Is your inclination to say, to tell them what you think that they should do about it? Because if it is, that's an issue. Because that's your stuff. And what you're trying to do in that moment is fix the other person. Right? And I talked about this just before a little bit in like the whole manipulation thing. This is another way of trying to, unfortunately, it's a manipulation. It's like, I want to fix you. I want you to be okay. If you just do this, right? If you just break up with that boyfriend, or if you just go to this school, or if you just, you know, do this extra work for class, or whatever it is that you think that the person needs to do, once you go there, you totally change the dynamic of the conversation, right? The conversation should be just that, more of a conversation. This is the biggest breakdown, I'll tell you, that I see between parent and child, especially teenage children, is that they don't feel heard by their parents, because they feel like when they tell their parents what's going on, their parent goes into caretaking mode. All right, well, let me figure out what we can do about it. And, you know, what about this? What about that? And they start giving suggestions. And of course, you know, their intentions are good. I don't think anyone is being malicious here again, but what they don't realize is that by doing that, they're really actually shutting down the other person, because the other person is really looking to you for support and they want to feel heard. And sometimes they do want advice. And when they ask for advice, by all means, you know, go ahead, you're welcome to give advice. But it should not be your first line of communication. What you really, really want to work on here is asking questions and really exploring with the other person what it is that's going on for them. And what you'll find out through this process of changing your communication is that, first of all, I can't even tell you how positively this can impact a dynamic with another person, especially those of you who are parents. It's really wonderful to see when a parent can learn how to, what I would call, like, hold the space for their children to explore issues with them, that it completely changes the dynamic. And your child, it's especially if you have a child who tends to not want to open up to you, this is a really beautiful way of working with them on improving the communication and getting them to open up. And it's amazing, because what you would think is that, how is that possible? But what happens is they start to feel that you're a safe person, you're a safer person to them, because you're not trying to fix them or change them or get them not to, you know, do something. You're just listening, you're just being there for them. And it's so difficult for so many parents to just be there for their children without trying to change or fix the situation. But what I'll tell you, especially parents here, that it's very disempowering for your child to try to fix them and fix situations for them. What you really want is to work on empowering your children and getting them to learn to speak up for themselves or figure out the answers for themselves. And what that really does is actually improve their confidence and their self-esteem. They start to feel really confident in their ability to tackle situations on their own. And they're more likely to kind of use you as somebody to just reflect things off of, like they do with their friends, right? And that's the relationship, especially. I would suggest actually starting that as early as possible, but especially as they grow into their teen years and then on after that point, you absolutely want to be doing this type of communication with them. The way that it's actually done, to give you a real concrete kind of step-by-step, is that someone's going to come to you and tell you something, and what you're going to do is basically just repeat it back to them. Try not to parrot as much as mirror it back to them. So, for example, your son comes to you and says, you know, I'm really struggling with my job, and you're basically going to say, so you're really struggling with your job? And he's going to say, yeah. And then once you get to that point where they kind of stop, you can say, can you tell me more about struggling with your job? And he may say, yeah, and keep telling you about it. Or he may say, no, I'm not ready yet. I just want you to know that I'm struggling. And either of those things are perfectly fine. But the more that happens, the more that person's able to share with you, you're just going to keep mirroring and mirroring. Try not to go into the place of, well, what about this? Or have you tried that? That's where we go into the whole fixing, caretaking thing. So my challenge for everybody listening today is to work on all of the steps or all of the things that we talked about. So the first is to practice saying no. And just a caveat here. Most codependents, if you're really strong in your codependency, are not going to be able to just start saying no. So my suggestion for you, and you might not even know when you need to say no. So my suggestion to you is to start by just giving yourself time, okay, to think about how you want to respond. So you might say something to the person like, you know what, let me think about that. I'll get back to you in a little bit, okay? And just buy yourself some time to say, okay, let me check in here. What do I really want to do? The second piece that we talked about, not saying what you mean and or saying what you don't mean, that we talked about asking the question to the other person, what did you hear me say? You may also want to practice just saying, you know, like you practice, oh, wait, let me try that again and try it again and let the other person know, hey, I'm working on my codependency, I'm working on my communication, and just share with them what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And then they'll be more likely to help you with what you're working on here. And they might even have some helpful feedback for you. And so the last one is about the advice giving. And when I'm working with people on this, sometimes I put a strong rule in place. You're not allowed to give anyone advice. Try that. See how it feels. It's hard. But it's really wonderful and transformative. So my suggestion for you there is to really try to work on that mirroring communication style with, you know, whoever you can, as much as you can. It takes a lot of practice to get comfortable with it. So I would just suggest doing it, as much as you can. Trusting that the other person can work through things on their own. If you want to give them advice, asking them, hey, is it okay if I give you advice, and seeing what their answer is before you go into it. Or, hey, can I give you feedback on that, and letting them decide. But by no means, like, I would put a very strong rule into place that advice giving cannot be your first line of feedback with somebody else. So I hope that's been helpful. If you have any questions, please, by all means, email us. Again, this is The Codependent Perfectionist, and coming soon you will see The Codependent Perfectionist Guide to Parenting, where I talk about all of this stuff and a lot more. And again, any questions, you can reach out to my email, Alana, A-L-A-N-A, at acarvalhotherapy.com, Alana at acarvalhotherapy.com. Take care.